Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pebrero 1972. May halos limang dekada na ang nakalipas nang binuksan ng Stella Maris ang kanilang tanggapan sa Melbourne CBD. Si Seamus Quinn, pangulo ng Stella Maris Seafarer Center.
It's basically a home away from home. We've got this big lounge room area here. We've got a bar down one end. As you can see, we've got a few TVs around where we usually put on, say, soccer, football, whatever they want to see. And it's some place to relax. We've got a chapel in the same building here as well, so they can go in and say a prayer, whatever nationality or religion they are, we don't really care. So if they want to go in and pray in whatever religion they want to do, it's fine with us. And we've also got a souvenir shop where they can buy toiletries and just souvenirs for their families and kids and loved ones back home.
Kabilang sa mga serbisyong inihahatid sa mga seafarer ay ang money exchange. Dahil may mga oras sa pagdaong ng mga barkoy, sarado na ang mga tanggapan. Si Lian Deanyo, isa sa mga tagapangasiwa sa Stella Maris Seafarers Center.
The one thing we do is we exchange money because most of the seafarers are paid in American dollars. So we change that for them so that if they do want to go out and buy McDonald's or whatever they want to do, they can go down and do that. We also here, if the shops are closed, they'll have a look in our souvenir bar, and we only put like $1 or $2 on things. It's not making money, but it gives them something to take back to the ship to remind them of where they were. The bar, they love the bar. We've got an outside area, so when it's quite nice, they'll have a beer and sit outside and look at all the plants. It's away from the sea, so it's just something different for them.
Noong panahon ng pandemya, habang natigil ang maraming paglayag, patuloy ang biyahe ng mga barko, nagdadala ng mga pangunahing kalakal tulad ng pagkain, langis at gamot. At ayon kay Seamus Quinn, naiba o iniba ng lockdown ang takbo't hinahatid na serbisyo ng Stella Maris Seafarers Center.
Yes, once 2020 came, well, the whole world turned upside down for us because, for a start, the seafarers weren't allowed to come in, and also that we weren't allowed to go onto the ships. We had communications through the ships from various social medias and telephone calls, but we knew that we had to change the way that we did things. We had to be more agile and start working quite differently. So what we started doing was we knew the amount of crew that were coming on each ship that came into port. So we calculated, say, if there was 22 crew, we would get together some care packs, which with the help of Rotary and places like that would give us donations of like toiletries, chocolate, magazines, books, all sorts of things that we package up. And so if there was 22 guys on the ship or girls, we would package that up and take it down, and we could drop it just beside the gangway. We weren't allowed to go near the ship, and they came down and picked up the packages and went on the ship.
At dahil hindi makababa mula dumaong na barko ang mga seafarer, kanilang nagawa ng paraang maihatid ang mahalagang pangailangan tulad ng mga prescription na gamot. At dito, naging malaking tulong ang anak ni Seamus.
Because one of my sons is a doctor, we were able to supply medicine to the ship because when the seafarers came in during COVID, they weren't allowed off the ship, but they needed to get their scripts rewritten, and it was impossible to do. So we had to do some work with AMSA, the Australian Maritime Safety Board, and to make sure that what we could do was able to be done. For instance, if you're on statins or blood pressure tablets, you shouldn't really stop them. So what we were doing is, and we still do it today, we've got a script going down to a ship right now, is my son would, I give the information to the son, the passport number, the name and age of the guy, what medicine he's on. He verifies that and then writes up a script, sends it to a my chemist here in town, and from that we pick up the script and we take the medicine down the ship.
At maliban sa gamot, kinailangan din ng mga seafarers ng bakuna contra COVID.
Once they come here, I have to dilute it down and mix it and draw it all up and get it ready to take down, and then I vaccinate the guys on the wharf.
At nung kasagsagan ng pandemya at naka-lockdown ang lahat, malaking tulong ang isang retired registered nurse, si Lian Deanyo.
At the beginning of COVID, we were giving their first doses because a lot of the guys were stuck on the ship. They couldn't get off, so they already were on there. And now we're doing second and third and sometimes even fourth. So, and it helps them to get home. And that's what it's about, making sure they get home to their families.
Sa buong mundo, tinatayang mayroong 50,000 registered merchant ships sa may 150 bansa. May halos 2 milyong mga seafarers na naglalayag sa matagal na panahon sa karagatan. Malaking bahagi ng mga seafarers ay mga Pilipino, sinundan ng mga manggagawa mula Russia, Indonesia, China at India. Si Jun Villadulid ay isang seafarer welfare officer sa Stella Maris. Malaking tulong sa mga Pinoy na seaman ang nakakausap ng kapwa Pinoy.
Kung meron pong mga problema yung mga Filipino seafarer dito sa Australia or any part of the world, pag in-approach po sila ng different nationality, or for example Australian, hindi masyado nilang na-express yung problema. Pag meron pong Pilipino na nakakausap nila, especially may background sa seafaring at may connection sa mga authorities, is doon maglalabas. At sila din, ang approach ko is hindi ko i-divulge o i-expose yung names nila or position sa barko para protektado din po sila.
At nung nakarang taon, nakatulong ka na makakuha ng back pay, mga kababayan natin?
Actually, it's not here in Australia, but it's from overseas. Opo. Hindi lang po mga Filipino, kundi Pakistan and Indian and different nationalities po ang natulungan dahil na sila sa isang barko po.
Sa center sa Melbourne, may inilaang lugar para sa nais magdasal mula anumang pananampalataya. At ayon kay June, maraming mga Katoliko, lalo ng mga Pinoy, ang nagre-request na i-bless ang kanilang barko.
Totoo po yun. At especially, good example is pag mayroong pong namatay sa barko, tapos ipapabless po yung ano. Pero meron ding pong iba na bago yung barko, nagpapabless po. Pero mostly, is pag mayroon pong namatay sa barko, may kukontakt po kami na pare para magbe-bless, para yung utak nila is hindi po ma-ano sila.
Nakita ko rin sa may simbahan o sa may chapel, may holy water. Bakit?
Malaking tulong po itong holy water. Most of the time, yung mga religious na mga seafarers is magdala dun sa barko. Tayo mga Pilipino is very religious. And nasishare nila dun sa barko yung holy water, or meron silang mga crucifix dun, pwede nilang ibinditahan din po.
At ayon kay June, mahalagang isang dating seaman ang panahong makapag-relax. At dito nakita ang kahalagahan ng mga lugar tulad ng center.
I'm one of the luckiest seafarers dahil maganda yung company ko at under Wilhelmsen. Meron kaming entertainment, meron kaming budget para sa entertainment. Meron kaming yung TV room sa kabina namin, meron kaming TV, meron kaming Wi-Fi. Pero yung ibang barko, no, wala silang entertainment room, wala silang Wi-Fi. Yun lang, sulat lang. Boring yung buhay nila.
Matapos ang mahigit may isang dekada sa dagat, nagdesisyong napapanahon na maglagi sa isang lugar, kapiling ang asawa at anak. Ngunit,
hindi mo pa rin maiwanan yung pagkasiman mo.
Parang masarap kasi yung makipaghalubilo ka sa mga kapwa mo, mga marino. At saka masaya pala, puro sila happy. At yung mga kwento na magaganda, mga gintong alaala ang tawag nila.
Nagsimula bilang volunteer. Ngayon, isa na siya sa 3 paid staff ng center. Habang isang seaman din ang nagdala kay Lian Diano sa Stella Maris Seafarers Center.
I came in with my husband, who's Filipino and is an ex-seafarer. He had some friends coming into Melbourne on a ship and they wanted to change money. So we came up with them to change money and walked into the center.
At doon nagsimula ang may 30 taong pag-volunteer at nitong huli naging full-time paid staff. Samantala,
Seamus Quinn, 45 years volunteering for Stella Maris.
Yeah, so that's correct.
You started out following your crush.
Yes. When I first found out about Stella Maris, I was keen on a girl that lived in my local street. And she said one day, would you like to come into Stella Maris on Friday night? And I sort of was keen on it. I said, sure, I'll come in. She gave me the address. I came in on that night and came to Little Collins Street here and came into up the stairs. Noticed there was a lot of volunteers. There was probably about 70 of them from what I can remember.
Ang lugar na nagbibigay ng tulong at pagkalinga sa maraming seaman mula iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo'y nabuo at patuloy na tumatakbo sa pamamagitan ng mga volunteer.
Mostly volunteers. We have about approximately 35 genuine, primary volunteers, and we've got 3 staff. But without volunteers, manning the souvenir shop, the bar here, and just being around to do the odd jobs, and also to do the bus driving. Bus driving is a major thing. There are only little mini buses that we have. Just the standard license is all you need. But if we had more volunteers picking the guys up, we would be around. Yeah, we would probably even open the centre even more than what we have now.
Ang lupang kinatatayuan nito ay mula sa simbahang Katoliko, habang ang gusali nabuo sa fundraising at pagpapatakbo mula kita ng car park at pagpapaupa bilang venue sa ilang pagkakataon sa center. Mula 4 na paid staff na pilitang magbawas dahil nawala ng kita sa may 2 taon ng pandemya. Patuloy na bukas ang tanggapan sa sinumang nais tumulong. At sa darating na Pasko ay pagdiriwang ang bayanihang bumubuhay sa tanggapan sa isang salo-salong pinamumunuan ng mga Pinoy sa Pasko sa Melbourne.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.